1. 15 years later. Casey Carter stepped forward once she heard the click, then heard the loud, familiar clank behind her. The clank was the sound of her cell doors. She'd heard them close every morning when she stepped out for breakfast, every night after dinner, and usually twice in between. 4 times a day for 15 years. Roughly 21,900 clanks, not including leap years. But this particular sound was different from all the rest. Today, instead of her usual orange prison attire, she wore the black slacks and crisp white cotton shirt her mother had brought to the warden's office yesterday, both a size too large. Today, when she walked out, her books and photographs would be leaving with her. It was the very last time, God willing, that she'd hear that stifling, metallic echo. After this, she was done. No parole. No restrictions. Once she stepped from this building, she would be completely free. The building in question was the York Correctional Institution. When she'd first arrived here, she'd felt sorry for herself every morning and every night. The papers called her Crazy Casey, more like Cursed Casey. Over time, however, she trained herself to feel grateful for small blessings. Fried chicken on Wednesdays, a cellmate with a lovely singing voice and a fondness for the songs of Joni Mitchell, new books in the library. Over the years, Casey had earned the privilege of teaching art appreciation to a small group of fellow inmates. York wasn't a place where Casey had ever pictured herself, but York had been her home for a decade and a half. As she walked the tiled halls, one guard in front of her, one behind, fellow inmates called out to her,
"You go, Casey.
Don't forget about us.
Show them what you can do."
She heard whistles and claps. She wouldn't miss this place, but she would remember so many of these women and the lessons they had taught her. She was excited to leave, but she hadn't been this scared since she first arrived. She'd spent 21,900 clanks counting down her days. Now she had finally earned her freedom, and she was terrified. As she heard an